Toxic people will not be changed by the alchemy of your kindness. Sure, be kind, but move on swiftly and let life be their educator. Surely you have better things to do. And if not, why not take up running? Hi, this is Coach MK, and this is the Morning Mantra. Hi, my name is MK Fleming. I'm a run coach based in Denver, Colorado. But this isn't a podcast about running exactly. Don't tell my clients, but we're never really talking about the running. When you know a craptastic event is coming, it helps to have a mantra to keep you centered and focused as you move through it. You don't have to be an athlete to be hashtag coached and loved by Coach MK. And if you are here, then you are hashtag winning at life. Today's mantra is, mine, bitch! Mine, bitch! Today's mantra was requested by a listener who has to keep interacting with the toxic person, her ex, with whom she shares custody of her son. I grew up in a small town in rural Tennessee. By small, I mean the city had about 2,000 residents. My graduating class in my county high school was 90 strong, y'all. The thing you learn living in a small town better than anywhere else I've ever lived, power structures. You can ignore them in a big city, but you cannot afford to be unaware of them in a small town. Everyone you encounter is connected to something you want or need. Any basic civics class will tell you that the president's biggest executive power is the veto, the power to say no. You get this on a visceral level living in a small town. There is one basketball team and one coach deciding who gets on it. There is one general sessions judge deciding everything from custody cases to applying traffic fines. That guy is related to everyone. There's one guardian at the gate of anything you or your kid want or need at any time. And if you aren't friends with that person, the closest alternative might be a 40-minute drive away, if it exists at all. Those people, they're aware of their power. The list of things I never tried because people had grudges against one or both of my parents is long. Long. I knew which games were stacked against me and learned not to want anything too much and always sought alternatives. You know how I say the first question I ask myself is, what do I need to get? Well, question number two is, can I get it elsewhere? I tell you that to tell you this. I'm not a therapist. The advice I'm about to give is coming from a little girl who grew up navigating complex power structures and has sworn to avoid them till the day she dies. No joke, I won't even live in a neighborhood with an HOA. The fuck you guys get to decide how big my back porch is? It's my house! You are now in a game that doesn't have to be stacked against you if you use your energy wisely. Those things you want that you aren't likely to get here, you can get them elsewhere. Until you're ready to go there, you gotta forget about them. Let's back up, though. The root issue at the bottom of all this is power. Yesterday, I talked about how it takes two to tango, and unfortunately, it takes two to come to an agreement. You want resolution and peace. The toxic person doesn't. He wants a never-ending tango of exerting control over you. When you want something or need something, specifically from him, you're giving him power. We need to limit this as much as possible. You need to need as little from him as possible. Bottom line, co-parenting cannot happen. It doesn't need to happen. It's not possible. The word implies shared responsibility and effort, and toxic folks do not share. Attempts to be the bigger person, make peace, or kill him with kindness will fail because those efforts will neither be matched nor reciprocated. This doesn't mean you failed at co-parenting. It isn't possible. He won't do it. With that firmly in mind, you need to ask yourself what you need to get out of this situation. Co-parenting isn't going to happen. I can't say that enough. Co-parenting is not going to happen. So if you're still with me, that needs to go out of the window, out of the conversation, no matter how badly you want it for your child. The tough love truth bomb here is that no one gives a shit about what you want, especially your ex. By wanting things that involve his agreement, cooperation, or even participation, you're basically telling him what to dangle in front of you in order to get you to dance. If what you need is freedom from his control, what I would call autonomy, and from your email, I'm pretty sure that's what you want, then we need to give up all ideas that require his participation, cooperation, and coordination, and switch over to self-preservation mode. Here is my handy 5-point list to managing interactions with a toxic ex. Number one, be consistent. Toxic folks hate boundaries and will constantly test or ignore yours. The second you willingly lower a boundary, you have effectively changed that boundary. You cannot be flexible. Number two, use mediators, specifically an attorney. The literal job of an attorney in this situation is to forge a legally binding agreement on your behalf. Do not hesitate to get your attorney involved if specific conflicts are recurring or if you have a child with special needs and your ex is blocking treatment or withholding payment in order to control you. Your custody agreement can specify everything from how payments will be handled to time and place for handoffs and even a list of designated humans to hand off to. It's important to note that the agreement can always be adjusted if need be, especially if you have a child with special needs, and particularly if the continuous conflict affects the kid's school performance or mental health. Sometimes it's just easiest to call the attorney first and let them work it out. In the long run, it can be cheaper too. When it comes to school, this is actually a great example. If the co-parenting agreement has the kids with your spouse during the week and they are consistently behind on their homework or school projects, don't bring teachers into the situation. Just call your attorney and adjust the custody situation so you don't have to explain to the teachers that your ex doesn't make the kids do homework and he gets them on Wednesday mornings and they have lacrosse and violin on Monday and swimming and coding on Tuesdays and they shouldn't have to give that up because you got divorced and he should help too, damn it. You want to be a fun parent too. This is precisely the sort of a thing your attorney needs to know. Because attorneys mediate. Teachers shouldn't be asked to. You have more control, you have more power than you think you do, and all of that power can be exerted through the attorney. It will never be in your own hands. Do you want to be right or do you want to be better? Do you want to win or do you want to get what you want? Winning and getting what you want in these situations are mutually exclusive, and you can get what you want if you let your attorney handle the interaction. Number three, smile and be boring. If you must talk, offer no personal information. You are not ever talking to a safe person who has your best interests at heart or actually gives a shit about you at all. Short two-word answers followed by either a closing statement or a neutral question if you absolutely must. How was your day? He asks. You say, long. I love this weather. If you're waiting for your kid to finish packing, I saw the Broncos won last night. You must be really excited. Then, no matter how he responds, be cheerful and keep moving. Your MO needs to switch from make him feel good, don't make him mad, be really peaceful, to pivot, smile, get the fuck out. That's actually a pretty good cheer. Pivot, smile, get the fuck out. Practice your fake smile in the mirror. If this happens consistently, you might need to change the pickup agreement. Bring someone with you to pick the kids up or outsource it to a sitter. This isn't weak or wimpy or childish. This is adulting at its finest. Especially if it's your kids that are stalling and putting you in this situation. And the sitter who picks them up, if their pay came out of the kids' allowance or their extracurriculars budget, that might kill two birds with one stone. Number four, be prepared. If you already have a custody agreement in place, you have no reason not to make plans around it. Have your kids' bags packed 30 minutes before their father comes over. If they cannot be trusted to do this, do it for them. There are other ways to impress responsibility upon them that will have fewer adverse consequences for you. You can't make him be on time, but you can avoid him waiting in your living room for 30 minutes making awkward conversation while your kids pack. This is one example. My point is, be prepared, whether that means you take a friend with you so your ex will behave, pack your kids' suitcases the night before, or order takeout so the kids can be fed before your ex shows up. Get this together as much as possible for your own sake and avoid as much of it as possible in the custody agreement. It's totally normal to have one parent drop off at a school and the other parent pick up as a handoff with zero parental interaction. Number 5, and this is the biggest one, get a therapist. Do it. Toxic behaviors are contagious because power dynamics shift from person to person. You don't have very much power when it comes to your ex, but you do over your kids. Your parenting may shift without you realizing it into power struggles with them, and those struggles be encouraged by your ex. Be aware. Stay aware. You see it all the time in other parents, and I know you know what I'm talking about. Make therapy a priority, or at the very least, a support group, but really, therapy. My recommendations for support groups will be in the Instagram and Facebook posts that accompany this podcast on @MorningMantraPod on Instagram and CoachMK, the official Facebook page, on Facebook. Therapy doesn't make you weak. You are up against a bully with a deck stacked against you. You need backup. Trying to do this on your own, that's your ego talking. Actually, no, that's your ex talking. He wants you weak, powerless, scared, off guard, and ready to beg him for basics. Doing that doesn't make you an adult. It doesn't make you the bigger person. It makes you a doormat. Or worse, it makes you a martyr. The person who, on some level, is drawn to the drama and appreciates the mistreatment because it's currency you can exchange for sympathy and attention from others. It's a different strain of the same toxic virus we touched on yesterday, that victimhood. Which brings me back to the mantra. In all matters that involve your ex or any other toxic person, play your cards close to your chest. Hold your boundaries firm. Get a mediator when possible. Give nothing, even when asked. Ask for nothing. Get it elsewhere or forget it. Keep your power and your sanity to yourself. Smile as you walk into that interaction and hear my voice roaring in your head, "Mine, bitch!" while you get through and stay away from that interaction as quickly as possible. Final note, most of you don't want to speak ill about to your children about their father. I get it. This is another reason to get into therapy. This is a messed up situation. What he is doing to you is not okay. Your feelings are not okay, and what he's doing is not your fault. So normalizing this toxic behavior is not good for anyone. You are not fooling anybody, especially not your kids. You need reinforcements, else your son will turn into your ex, and your daughter will grow up thinking the way you were treated is okay, because really, the problem was mom, she's the worst. And then someday when she's in the same marriage, because it's going to happen, it's all she knows, she's going to have fewer tools to manage it, because she's going to have to get over her ego to admit that there is a problem, the problem was never you, that she was wrong, and that she needs help. Don't ever forget all those things you want. A stable home for your kids. A strong partner in co-parenting. Someone who gives a shit about what you want. Those things are not at all unreasonable. And in fact, totally possible. They just aren't possible with your ex. Once you get your head right in interactions with him, though, you'll be free to pursue those things with someone else. And when you do, let's limit the dating pool to widowers, never marrieds, and divorcees who are taking the same firm steps you are to shield themselves from their toxic exes. You are coached, you are loved, and you are winning at life. And you are definitely winning at life if you subscribe to my Nuzzle Nut newsletter, follow me on Facebook, or follow me on Instagram. Feel free to do all three. Are you facing a situation? Would a mantra be helpful for you? If so, drop me a line, coachmkfleming@gmail.com. Again, that's one word, coachmkfleming@gmail.com. You can also find daily inspiration on my Instagram at Morning Mantra Pod. One word, again, Instagram at Morning Mantra Pod. Or finally, you can hop over to my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/coachedandloved. Website coming soon, but between now and then, there are so many other places to get me. Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, take your pick. I'm here for you. All you have to do is look.